Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
This is a big interview for us.
It is.
I love chocolate. I love watching TV. I love watching this woman on TV.
Nigella Lawson. Look, she's so popular all around the world. She's been to Australia many, many times. Last year, she was on MasterChef.
Mm.
And yeah, it's great to have her here as our very first interview on Mind Food Radio. So, Nigella, what's the weather like?
I'm in London. I'm in very, very cold early morning London.
Well, I have to say, Nigella, when it comes to cooking, did you always like cooking?
Well, I'll tell you how, it was just slightly slower than that. I was just expected to cook as a child, and I was interested in food, although, funnily enough, not a great eater. But I liked, you know, it interested me in how it was cooked, and I thought about it. And then when I went to university, I found that just being used to cooking, being around cooking, made me the kind of, you know, the house cook. Also because, you know, I cooked without a recipe, and I cooked cheap food, as you have to. I mean, that taught me the most, because cooking on a budget is really the best way of learning how to cook, because you have to learn how to make things taste good when the, you know, when the ingredients aren't so fabulous. So that's really when I became aware that actually I liked cooking and it was what I did. It wasn't because I really wanted to, it's just how it came. I suddenly realized I was the one who cooked. And then I found, you know, when I left and started working, I don't know, it just was an interest. Plus, really, it's a very good way as a journalist of putting off writing. And when I was a columnist, you know, when I was an op-ed columnist, I found that I would often make soup, because that's chopping and stirring. Very good way of not getting that awful brain freeze that you can get as you just sit staring at a computer.
Nigella, is eating in bed your ultimate indulgence?
Well, I don't think it's such a terrible thing. Therefore, it doesn't. It's not the ultimate indulgence in the sense of like, oh, it's this forbidden, wicked thing. It is nice. You're always not meant to do it. I don't like eating knife and fork food lying in bed, because then it becomes uncomfortable. But, you know, spooning food, excellent. And no cutlery food, very good. I mean, well, a bacon sandwich, fantastic. At the moment, I'm going through a kind of phase of rhubarb yogurt with pomegranate seeds in it. And I spoon that as I watch TV very happily. My bedside table has got mustard, Tabasco, salt, pepper, some crushed chilies. I mean, it looks like you're part of the kitchen.
Now, tell us about your brand new DVD.
I so love it that the DVDs get in Australia, because in a sense, I feel that, well, I'm such a DVD person myself. I think there's nothing nicer, really, than lying in bed with a box set. I feel the recipes are so varied in it, so that it kind of takes in the whole of life. You know, quick food, food you cook when you're stressed, food that you cook when you've got a bit of time, not necessarily in the kitchen, but that you can go and do other things. And I'm a great believer in, you either want to cook fast or you want things that don't need a lot done to them, and then do it all in the oven. So I'm pleased about that. So I'm really pleased.
Now, the flirtatious personality we see on TV, how close is that to the real Nigella?
I feel that once you get this whole thing about being in some way flirtatious or something, it's leapt on. My real feeling about that is that when I go around, and whether I'm in England or Australia, or if I do a book signing, people come to it, they don't have that view of me. They've seen me from the TV. I think it becomes a shorthand. The one thing I'm not is a vamp. If you start thinking that what people say about you defines you, you're in trouble.
So, Nigella, when you're on set, how do you handle all that beautiful food?
When I film, it's not that I eat the food there, it's that the hours are so long and you get so tired. So I'm getting very stressed and overworked and not sleeping enough. It's like someone's taken a bicycle pump to me.
Well, yeah, look, I know how that feels.
Bye, Nigella.
Bye, Nigella.
Bye.
And we've got 6 DVDs of Nigella's brand new DVD to give away if you go on to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.